USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vaccinations are beginning at American nursing homes, immunizing a segment of the population that's been hit hard by COVID-19. As shots of the Pfizer vaccine begin to be administered, a second vaccine is expected to receive FDA approval soon. The Moderna vaccine will go before an FDA advisory board tomorrow. Admiral Brett Grawar says the approval of Moderna's vaccine will help vaccinate even more people. The Assistant Secretary for Health at HHS tells Fox Business that up to 8 million Americans could be immunized next week.
The data are outstanding that the Moderna vaccine, 94.5% efficacy, 100% efficacy against severe infections. That's going to the FDA tomorrow. We don't want to prejudge the process, but I can't imagine it not getting authorized. And we expect next week, if we have Moderna and Pfizer, to be immunizing almost 8 million people next week.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President-elect Joe Biden has introduced another pick for his cabinet. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden is naming former rival Pete Buttigieg as his nominee for Secretary of Transportation.
He's one of the smartest people you'll ever meet and one of the most humble. A new voice with new ideas, determined to move past old politics.
If confirmed, he will become the second openly gay member of a president's cabinet, with the first being Rick Grenell, who served in President Trump's administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence and President-elect Biden will soon publicly receive a COVID vaccination. The Vice President and his wife Karen will receive the shot publicly on Friday, according to the White House. Biden will also receive the vaccine publicly, which could happen as early as next week. There's no word on when President Trump will receive the shot. He tweeted Sunday that he'd get it at the appropriate time. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Senate committee dove into allegations of voter irregularities on Wednesday. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A hearing examining irregularities in the 2020 election announced by Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Chair Ron Johnson last week is underway Wednesday. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
Today we will hear testimony on how election laws in some cases were not enforced and how fraudulent voting did occur, as it always does. The question that follows is whether the level of fraud would alter the outcome of the election.
Democrat Senator Gary Peters of Michigan.
The president and many of his supporters are, unfortunately, continuing their efforts to undermine the will of the people.
Democrats argued that holding a committee challenging the election results would be damaging to democracy. Republicans saying tens of millions of Americans believe the election was stolen and why it needs to be examined. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the NFL has decided to delay a decision on adding an extra game to its regular season. The heads of the league pushed a vote on adding a 17th game to each team's schedule until early next year. The league and the players' union agreed to add another game to the schedule earlier this year while negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement, but no timetable for extending the schedule was agreed to. League officials say it needs time to discuss changes to the schedule with its media partners. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.